few things in the kli, sweets, chocolates. And he wrote on the petek, he wrote there that he was tover the kli already. But he wanted to save me the problem of being tover, so he did me a favor and he tovered it before. The question is, did he do the right thing or not? We have to be see if it was the right thing to do to be tover the kli before to save the person gets in the shlach manes, the tirch of being tover it. Another question is, if somebody wants to buy a five person a mishloach manes, I want to send him a kli. The achronim dan, maybe the lifneiver, maybe you should send a kli and you know the person not going to be tovel it. So maybe you have to, maybe it's a issue to give it to him. So how do we deal with the problem of lifneiver? That shouldn't be any problem. Shulchan Aruch says, somebody who's shoyel a kli from a goy is the non-nitvila. If you go to a hotel, a goyish hotel, they have a cup, you don't have a cold drink, even as a chiv tvila. But if you shoyel, there's no chiv tvila of shayla, that's what Gemara says. If you buy from a goy, then you have to make tvila, but if you shoyel, there's no chiv tvila. That's what Halacha says. The Shulchan Aruch says, but what happened if the first person is a Jew, and he bought the kli, and he wasn't tovel yet, then if you shoyel from the person, from the Jew, once it's mischayv tvile, then you have to be tovel it already. But even though he's not using it, you shoyel from him, chayv tvile. That's why it could be if you go to, in Eretz Yisrael, you go to a restaurant or something like that, a hotel, and the hotel is not tovel, it's a big problem how, what the heter is to use the kli if it's not be tovel. See, what the can be matter, but by Ikaron, if you borrow from a goy, no problem. If you borrow from Israel, there is the problem. But if, what happens if the first Jew who bought the thing and it's not machayv tvila. Let's say the goy sells him a knife, and he buys the knife to cut papers, which is not machayv tvila on it. Then you borrow from him. So apparently, then there's no chiyuv tvila because it was a mischayv tvila from the first Jew because he bought it for not for eating purpose. So then, in such a case, you don't have to be tovel. It was never mischayv tvila because he never wanted to use it for kli maitel. So even if you borrow from him, then you don't have to be tovel from it. But if you buy from him, if a goy sold to a Jew, and a Jew bought it for cutting papers, a knife for cutting papers, he didn't want to use it for eating, and now a Jew bought from him, then this is a mistapik, but this is a machia that is mechuyev tvile. Even though the chayre, he bought it from a Jew, and the Jew did not want to use it for food. Now you bought it, yes, for food. But you didn't buy directly from the goy. Bechol that the Shulchan Aruch paskens, as the Ramah paskens, such a thing is mechuyev tvile. Because for the Gemara Chabes, it said you bought it from a goy. Even I went through a Jew who bought it for not through Chesuda, but it's a mechuyev tvila. That's a Shulchan Aruch paskin. The Shesef has an interesting thing. The Shesef says If somebody buys for schoire, you have a shopkeeper who has a shop which he sells kli. By him, it's not mechuyev tvila because he's only making business out of it. He's not going to be using it. And now, so it's the same thing. If somebody buys a knife, not for tzoyi chasuda, somebody has a business, has a shop. It's not mechuyev tvila. Now, if you buy from him after, you're mechuyev tvila. But in that matzev, it's not mechuyev tvila. There was once a kelim shop, which had a mikveh, and he wanted to mezake everybody, and he was tevil. All the kelim before he sold them. So all the rabbanim said, it's not good. By him, it's not mechuyev tvila. So until he sells to the somebody to use it, it's not mechuyev tvila. So he can't be tevil now. The tvila now would not help anything. So he has to first sell it, then by me, but the person who buys it, it's a soich suda. Then he can be tevil it, but cause by him, it's no good. So now, today they have shops which have a mikveh after you buy, then you can be tevil. But if you tevil before you buy, it's a big problem. Bochel v'tola, and you machshir the other person without a tevila. it's like not being tevil b'chal. So if somebody buys kli to give out a present to somebody else, by him it's not oimid la'achila. So once it's not oimid by him ba'achila, it's like if somebody has a business and has a shop which he wants to sell, it's not mechuyev tvila. So l'chayre, a person who buys somebody mishloach monis, who wants to buy him a nice kli, and he wants to be tevil, it's not mechuyev tvila now. So if he's tevil and he wants to gain, that the person who buys from him, he's sending a mishloach monis, won't have to be tevil, it's no good, it's not mechuyev tvila yet.
But if I put food in, so why do I need tevil?
Because the food is only for...
It's my food, my I'm giving it to you. Okay, but it's mine.
Yeah, it's a nice... But you're not using it for eating, you're using for... Le cachet, how to make it to look nice.
Decorated.
Why
put your food? You're taking me. No, if you put it in for storage, it says in Shulchan Aruch you have to. If you have a storage kli, it's not mechuyev tvila. Only a kli meichel, that you're eating from it. Using it for eating.
For cooking? It's not new
doctrine. No, that's making to eat. It's preparing to eat. But if you have a storage, you have a cleaver for storage, it's not mechuyev.
You don't have to give tea bag, you wouldn't table?
No. Only if it's using, but if you have a tea bag. We speak about a coffee jar there. You sell a coffee jar, why do you table it? Because it's meant just to store. Yeah, after you take the coffee, you put it in a nice, you have coffee, sugar. And you put on a table, but if only for storage, it's not mechuyev tvila.
So in a fancy jar, which is a coffer written on it, you wouldn't tevil like that?
Then if you're looking like a storage, like...
It is storage. You can't drink from it.
It's not storage. It's like you put on a table a coffee. You have a plate with coffee, with sugar. You're using that.
That's you're using.
No, the cake even the shop one is the same thing.
You want the nice ones, not
No, it's, you don't make... But it's not... It's like storage. You're not using it for eating. You just want to make a nice present.
It's presentation.
Presentation, but you're not using it now to eat. When I pick in my house and put on my table, and you want to nash from it or whatever it is, then you're using it already. But by him, he's not eating with it. He just wants to make it nice. So the lechoyer is not mechuyev. It's not mechuyev.
If it's something which is friend or brother or sister.
But after it's by me, I'm using it to eat. By him, he can't make it for me to eat. He can't put in and he's not going to eat from it.
So isn't it a different cake which is used for eating?
Who says dinner in the person? Perhaps dinner in a keli, its use is for eating. And in fact, but he hasn't eaten from it.
Like a factory makes of coffee, you put in there. He's not making it to storage. When it comes to your house, you want to use it. You start using it, not using it now. It's not only a storage. After it comes to your house, it comes into a climate. But cold man, it's not like that. Then it's a problem. The whole problem with coffee jars. When you reuse them.
I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking about the Strathwaite case I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's the same. I'm just saying it's the same idea. And now it's just to store.
But you're giving it. You're giving a presentation. It's not to eat from. You're giving it's presentation. He's saying when it comes to presentation, you don't tell it
comes to change the sealer that you need.
So if you're traveling now, you're traveling without the food in. But when he's traveling now, the chayre, the tefillah is gone. She didn't do anything. So, so I can be traveling again. But the problem is that it's also not glad. It's not sure that mechuyev could be that he was yisem tefillah. Why? Because the Ramo brings the shem ha'isu ve'eter. No, sorry. The Taz brings. B'shem the Yisra V'Eter, a new Svora. He said, what would be if somebody uses it aray? Wants not to take the Soicha. He wants to use it, if he wants to use it aray. So he says in the Yisra V'Eter, somebody has a kli. It's a nafkimina knife. You have a, let's say, you have a pocket knife. I don't know what it's made for, a pocket knife. It's not, if it's made for, in Israel today, it's made maybe to self-protect. If a person buys a knife for self-protection, that thing. And now he wants to peel an orange with it. Such a thing is mechuyev tefillah or not. Now you bought it for not tzorich achila, and now you want to use it for peeling an orange. Is such a thing mechuyev tefillah or not? So the Yisra V'Eter says that if you're peeling an orange, it's mechuyev tefillah, because aray is mechuyev tefillah, but the achronim say only if something is not made, which is made for eating also, the manufacturer manufactured it for eating. Now you bought it not for eating, then it's not mechuyev tefillah. Now if I want to use it once, I want to peel an orange. It says in Yisra V'Eter, it's mechuyev tefillah. So if you want now to peel an orange, even a chad pa'ami, aray, then it says in Yisra V'Eter, you mechuyev tefillah such a thing. So the Yisra V'Eter says, and the Taz brings in halacha l'maisa, because if he would use it for aray, it would be mechuyev tefillah. So that's a sibbe that it's mechuyev tefillah already. Even though he's not using aray, but he could use the aray. Or let's say like a shopkeeper, if he would want to now use it, mechuyev tefillah. Or the person buys a mishloach monos, he buys this plate. If he says, I want to use it for 5 minutes, then it's mechuyev tefillah. So he said, because if he wants to use it mechuyev tefillah, it's mainly if you can be tevil it even with a brocha. That's a svara of the Yisra V'Eter. So, but the Taz says it. The Ramot doesn't bring it aloch in a ma'isa. So what do we do? It's such sheini. It's such echad. According to the Ramot, it's not mechuyev tevilah. According to the Yisra V'Eter, it's mechuyev tevilah. You can make a tevilah with a brocha. So the Taz says, Aloch alamaisa, we have a machloikas, so what should we do? So according to, is it a good tefillah? So he said, if somebody lends somebody, and he is tevilah, it says the Taz, he should be tevilah again without a brocha. Because maybe the tefillah was good. See, if the tefillah was good, then you can't make another brocha. And if tefillah is not good, you have to be tevilah. So, that's the advice of some in the Chassidus, like passing aloch alamaisa, that such a thing you have to be tevil without a brocha. So that's him that if you give somebody the guy who sent me the mishloach monos with the thing, he lost me a brocha. After Betoivel again, it didn't stay with the Tircha. But the Bocha, I lost. I couldn't make a Bocha anymore. So, you only armed Lechayre.
Why
are
you stopping yourself?
What? There is a Rav, I want to tell Rav Moshe Weiss in Ramot, he says, if you made a Tvila, you used to give it. You can't say that you have to Tvila again. Once you made a Tvila, you made a Tvila, what do you make again a Tvila?
It's
Gemach. It's Gemach, it's but yes, my God, if it's a Ptur.
Well, this is against the Kaz. Taz
says the Loshen that you have to. If the Soicha gave it to the Shoyer, and he was toivel it, that's what the Rosh Hashanah said, Soich lo yediya, they should make a tvile with a broche.
It doesn't say you have to toivel again without a broche.
Yeah,
it says, you have to let him know that when if it's toivel, you shouldn't make a broche.
So, the Al-Machalik is Achroine, it doesn't mean just be toivel, but she should make a broche. Or they shouldn't be Tevel, what's after me? Tevel Nochamon.
Okay.
Can
you
not help?
When you
came
to the display of your house, take the plastic, the plastic off, the
cellophane,
can you
not
from it
without
them? It's Arai,
then it's
Arai. What
Arai? You want to take
him out? It's on your table. You want to take
wait, you bought it already?
It comes into your house.
Yeah.
It's your house, not land. It's now on your table, your current table.
Right.
And can you take the cellophane off?
Can you eat now?
Have you not stripped the boys? Have you not stripped it?
The Achronim say, you know, we spoke before, I mentioned the coffee jar, yeah?
Yeah.
Say, the coffee jar, so the Machmirim in the Chazanish, Machmirim is a Moshe and Chazanish, I don't know. If you have to, you want to have a coffee jar, and you want to reuse it, you have to be travel or not.
Yeah.
The Moshe is maker, but a lot of people Machmir. Even the Chazanishnikim or the Machmir, the Moshe can carry on using the coffee jar.
That's a copy jar, it's a storage item. But now
yeah. No, but he gave it to storage.
But this is a plate with a nice display on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but once you change the...
The long-term use is always, I think, in the end.
No, I'm saying maybe, could we say, man, I'm still using, it's a hemshech of the storage. Yeah, or is it a new tashmish?
You take the plastic off, you take the...
Yeah, I understand, but could we say it's a continuation of the storage, it's not called you... Could be that if you take it out and put it back in, that's called a new mishtamesh. Could be that the svara that once it's already it's stored, it's put in for storage, and you just carry on the storage life. You're not making a new mishtamesh.
I'm a kanga and I take a chalapa meat and I use it again many times. I've made it into a proper keli.
So all that
coffee jar, the same thing. It's meant to be thrown away. But you're a kanga and you use it again to keep your something else.
Yeah, so that's what Moshe says there, Moshe says because it's not, it hasn't got a shame kli. And now you made a shame kli.
I mean,
yeah, like you have this question with the aluminium, the chavniyot, chad pamiyot, that you use it for baking.
And I use it again.
Yeah, so.
I've made it into a proper.
So that's how Chaim said, once you'd made it into a kli, then it's potu. Because by the goy, it wasn't a shame kli. Because it was chad pe'ami. But by the Jew, he made it into a kli. So then he passed his reporter. The coffee jar is a bit different, because the coffee jar was a kli, it just wasn't a kli of mechuyev tevile. It's a bit different. Well, the kli, which wasn't the tzorich
hasuda. The guy makes the coffee, he thinks you're going to finish the coffee in the jar and throw it in a dustbin.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're using
so
it...
So you're changing from a kli suda, from a kli ichsun, so a kli suda.
I've done it. It shouldn't be token. They eat made it.
Yeah, but there's one, if it wasn't a kli, and he made it a kli, then you're 100% right, it's not a kli suda. Yeah. But if it wasn't a... It was a kli, but you want a kli suda, there was a shayla, the question in Israel, the yeshiva, which they bought a saw for wooding, for cutting wood. And the factory manufacturer for making for cutting a wood, whatever it is, they were short of it, they needed to cut the meat with a saw. And the Shivati decided to change the saw and make him do cutting and to cut meat. And the hair of the chayot in the chayot vile, it has a shem kli. Like the purpose of the kli
changed
to make it into a knife. So the chayot din is like if it's arai, like we said before, arai is not mechuyv tvile if it's mufke completely. Something which not manufactured and was never bought for tzorech hasuda. And now you wanted to use it for a knife. So if it's arai, it's not mechuyv, but now you change. Chayes mechuyv tvile, that lechoyer, according to the klalim we have here, it's not a tzorech hasuda. So the coffee jar also is the same. It's not a kli suda, but you make it into a kli suda. But arai is a...
I made it into a kli suda, it shouldn't need it, because I made it into
a kli suda. If you make it into a kli, you're right. If it was a kli, just a different purpose, then it's mechuyev tvile. Because it has a shem kli. It just changed into a kli suda. Even the big problem that Achronim speak, why, if you don't buy a kli suda from a goy, the Gemara says, what's mechuyev tvile if you buy a kli suda from a goy? So, Pashas the Gemara is talking about, the goy had a kli, and he even used it for food, now you buy it, and then you mechuyev tvile. That's the Gemara said, the kli suda, and you buy a kli suda from a goy, mechuyev tvile. But if you're a goy, you're not a kli suda. Maybe you're not mechuyev tvile such a thing. Because once you know, it was never made for kli suda by the goy, so why should you be mechuyev tvile? But Asur Avnei Neza says that every goy today all the goy make kli for business. Nobody makes a kli to eat, and then they use it. They make it all for business. You go to China, they make millions of things just for business. It's not even a kli suda. But once you change it to kli suda, even if you didn't buy from a goy a kli suda, once it's by the Jew, it's a kli suda, then it's mechuyev tvile. So all the mishloach monos and all the schoire and all the things. If it's kavua, you change the kli suda and mechuyev.
If the person who buys a keli from a goy and then makes a display himself before handing it on, so when
again, what did you do then?
He buys a clay from a goy.
A kli suda.
A clay suda from a goy.
Yeah.
Then he builds up with a pekala and then gives it out as a mishloach monos. No, he doesn't buy the whole display from the goy.
Yeah, that's the case we're talking about. Was, by the Jew was not a kli suda.
No,
yeah, the goy made it for kli suda.
Doesn't make the
yeah.
An individual makes a display.
Yeah, but by you it's not a kli suda anymore now. But you, if you want, by you it's not a kli suda. But the Jew who buys it from mishloach monos, it's like the shopkeeper who buys a kli and then it says it's shulchan aruch, you part from tvila. He can't be toiver the soicher. They had a shop. So the same thing. If you the person who buys
and just
to give over a present. By him it's not a kli suda. His bainus is now not mechuyev tvile. So now if you give it over to somebody else, so we have the problem. We have to make a tvile without a. You have to be retoy really without a bracha. And what do you do if you want to give to a chiloni? And we have lifneiver. Of shnei mezamen is meir. Either bechal lifneiver on it. Maybe if you klischuch is a derabonon. And if you want to be toy with it. Sorry? Oh. So lechayre you could. Alideacher. Oh, so the good idea, like he said, it was to be mezake alideacher, and it'll be by his bailus, then you can be toivel. That's the best thing. But I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman is not so happy with it. He says maybe he will also give it over to a present. Today, most people give presents, and You give envy to somebody else. I don't know what's going to be in the end with it. What? So maybe if you turn him now, and maybe he hasn't, as Shlomo says, maybe he, the other guy is also not going to use a foot kili suda. So if you turn him now, so I thought maybe Alatzadi uses it, it's good. Alatzadi doesn't use it, it's no good. But could be even, once it's not Be'ezem Mukhlat, if he's going to use it for Tzorcha Tzuda, that's what Shem Adam says, maybe it's no good.
I have to know who the end user is. I can just be telling on behalf of somebody else. I have to know who I'm giving to, maybe he'll be somebody else.
Oh. That's not told me this story yesterday. Mezake, whoever is going to use it, maybe he's going to give it to a goy, I don't know. Could be. It's about the court. It could be that that's the best thing. Maybe call it. Be'ezem is a software. Could be the Tevila helps anyway. According to the Taz, the Tevila would help. So it's a sofek lifneiver, the Zachroinim or Matis sofek lifneiver. And if it's Chuchis, it's only the Rabbonon. So you can be making, but I could want the best thing that would be to be toivered it. No, without a bracha. Because somebody's faker, it's just to be nitzer from the problem of lifnei iver, it's kedai to be toivered it. But
if I might use it, can I toivered it with a bracha?
Oh yeah. So you can. That's sometimes I mean this idea. Maybe decided to use it for a day, and then once you decide to use it for a day, then it's by using chulin tevila, then you can make a bracha even. And after you finish using it, you may make it not dirty, but the chay, that'd be the best thing. To use it for a day. Okay, it's all a thing. I couple it, so we have a lot of alochas here, which thing.